Hello and welcome to Curia. I'm your host, Matt, and today we're unpacking three important topics making waves in oncology. First, we'll take a closer look at the complex relationship between red wine and cancer risk, addressing myths and providing the latest insights. Then, we'll dive into promising new data on Nectars, a novel treatment strategy for advanced HPV-related head and neck cancer. Finally, we'll explore how a cost-effective combination therapy is reshaping care for hormone receptor-positive breast cancer. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about alcohol and cancer risk, specifically the role of red wine. For years, red wine has been touted as a potential health tonic thanks to compounds like resveratrol, known for its antioxidant properties. But recent studies are challenging this perception. Evidence now makes it clear that alcohol is a group 1 carcinogen linked to at least 7 types of cancer, including breast, colon, and oral cavity cancers. This applies even to light to moderate drinking, which has been shown to increase the risk for certain cancers such as breast cancer. So is red wine really any better than other forms of alcohol? Research indicates that the answer isn't simple. While ethanol itself is the primary culprit in alcohol cancer risk, some studies suggest that red wine may have a slight edge due to its polyphenols and antioxidants. However, this protective effect is often overstated and could be confounded by lifestyle factors. Wine drinkers, for example, tend to smoke less, exercise more, and follow healthier diets. The bottom line? When it comes to cancer prevention, it's best to limit or avoid alcohol altogether. That said, oncologists should acknowledge that patients often weigh lifestyle risks differently, balancing their choices with broader quality of life considerations. By presenting the nuanced evidence, clinicians can help patients make informed decisions without falling into the trap of oversimplified advice. Now, let's shift gears to HPV head and neck cancers and a treatment approach known as Nectars. This stands for neoadjuvant chemotherapy followed by transoral robotic surgery and neck dissection. For advanced HPV oropharyngeal squamous cell carcinoma, Nectars is proving to be a promising alternative to the standard of care, which has traditionally been concurrent chemoradiation. While chemoradiation remains effective, it's often associated with long-term toxicities, including difficulty swallowing, dry mouth, and chronic pain. Recent data shows that Nectars not only reduces these toxicities, but also improves survival outcomes. In one study, patients receiving Nectars had significantly lower rates of distant metastasis, just 1% compared to 14% with chemoradiation. 5-year overall survival rates were also higher, with no deaths reported in the Nectars group versus 20% in the chemoradiation group. These findings highlight Nectars as a viable de-escalation strategy, offering effective treatment while sparing patients from the harsher side effects of radiation. However, further validation in prospective trials is needed before Nectars can become a standard approach. For oncologists, this emerging data is a reminder to stay attuned to evolving strategies that prioritize both efficacy and quality of life. Finally, let's explore a cost-efficient alternative for hormone receptor-positive HER2-negative breast cancer, metronomic capecitabine combined with aromatase inhibitors. In a recent trial, this combination therapy extended median progression-free survival to 20.9 months compared to just 11.9 months with aromatase inhibitors alone. The overall survival benefits were equally impressive, and the treatment demonstrated a tolerable safety profile with fewer grade 3 adverse events than typically seen with more aggressive therapies like CDK4/6 inhibitors. Why is this important? While CDK4/6 inhibitors remain the gold standard for many patients, their high cost and potential for significant side effects make them inaccessible or unsuitable for some. Metronomic capecitabine offers an effective, affordable alternative, particularly in resource-constrained settings or for patients who cannot tolerate CDK4/6 inhibitors. This study provides oncologists with a new tool for personalizing treatment plans, ensuring that patients have options tailored to their unique clinical and financial circumstances. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Curie. From rethinking alcohol's role in cancer prevention to innovative strategies in head and neck cancer and affordable advances in breast cancer care, these stories remind us that progress in oncology is about more than just innovation. It's about improving lives. Thanks for joining me, Matt, on this journey through the latest in cancer care. Be sure to share this episode with your colleagues and let us know what topics you'd like to hear about next. Until next time, stay curious and keep making a difference.